This is NBC News Radio.
Diversified radio station on the dial, AM 1050, KCAA.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Right before me, my newfound hippie side. Once ignore these conspiracies online. Out the window, visions of the earth. Sign me up now, make sure you use your smart. Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Would your children lie to see Mother Nature's sigh?
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk, everyone. Well, boy, it's been quite a week out there as far as nutrition news goes, and we're going to be talking about some of the latest headlines. I spent a great part of the weekend working on building up our webpage for our guest that we had last week, Dr. Takiq Pereira. And if any of you tuned in last week, you'll know that we discussed with him the new trans magnetic stimulation therapy that they have for mental illness now. And it's something that is being used in depression. It's being used in substance abuse, because a lot of times with depression comes substance abuse. And it's also being used for anxiety disorder, and it could actually have like far-reaching implications to be used as a tool to help people with all kinds of different types of illnesses. And in the process of creating the podcast page, which if you go to smarthealthtalk.com and click on podcast, or it says mental health breakthroughs on our homepage. If you click on that, it will take you to our podcast page for the transmagnetic stimulation therapy for mental health. And on that page, spent really a lot of time researching and trying to find a way that I could help everyone understand just how the therapy worked, because this is really revolutionary, everyone. Because in the past, what are our choices? I mean, we have the electroshock treatment, or some of these heavy duty drugs, which even Dr. Pereira said that once you take some of these drugs, there's a possibility that it could actually change your brain chemistry forever, you know. And so there's probably people out there that need help but don't want to cross that line and, you know, go into drug therapy, and so they kind of hold back getting any type of therapy. So this mental this new kind of treatment where they're taking it's almost kind of like having an MRI on your head is what it's like. And when I went through and started doing the research, it was just fascinating. First of all, how our brain works, which it basically comes down to, we have neurons, which has a cell body or soma, and from that one end will have like an axon come out, and the other end has dendrites, which they can have something like 30,000 like little spines that come out from the dendrites. Well, excuse me, I think it was like 3,000 dendrite spines, and then they could receive like 30,000 messages at one time, just one single cell. And those little dendrites like connect to each other through this. It's like a synaptic cleft. And through there, there's like these little vesicles that take neurotransmitters across the, it's almost like kind of crossing over the river and trying to get to the other side and deliver that message, which is your thoughts. And so that's how we think in our brain. These dendrites connect to each other, and they send messages across like a little river, which from that takes these chemicals that's been created, these neurotransmitters, to the other side. And what we think, what drives that, the fuel that drives that is glutamate. And what, you know, we're looking at this magnetic stimulation therapy is that it's kind of waking up these cells, like they've been asleep in your brain and they're not working. And that's why people are like, you know, something's not right here in my head. I'm not processing my thoughts right. And but you just can't put your finger on what it is. And what they're finding is that especially the mood sections of your brain, what they do is they kind of go to sleep. And the magnetic stimulation therapy, it actually helps wake those cells back up again from being asleep. And we're still trying to understand the mechanism on how it actually works. But this is totally non-invasive. All you do is like sit in a chair for like 40 minutes and watch TV or read a magazine and have your treatment. And that's all it takes. And you do come like 5 times per week the first week. But after that, you can like drive yourself to and from the appointment. And it's because you're not being given any drugs or anything like that. It's not something that like really messes you up. Where I've heard reports of people that have, you know, seen people after they've had electroshock treatment. And it's, I mean, they don't even look like they're there anymore. That is like just such scary stuff to me. And this is like totally non-invasive. And I actually sent an email to Dr. Pereira because I was wondering, does this actually make you smarter? That was like something I was wondering. Because I'm wondering if maybe I got some asleep parts of my brain. Maybe I need some magnetic stimulation there to wake it up. And maybe I'd be smarter from all that. I don't know. But anyway, that's... if you go to the website and click on the podcast or just mental breakthroughs, and you'll be able to find that whole web page on this therapy. And so if you know anyone that, you know, maybe they've tried all kinds of things and nothing ever worked for them, maybe this would be the answer. And I guess that they're becoming more and more available at different psychiatric, you know, treatment centers, offices. And of course, you know, it's just in something you have right in the clinic, right in the office. It wouldn't be anything you go to the hospital for. But anyway, it's becoming more and more available. And, I guess insurance companies, especially if you've tried a lot of other things and nothing else worked, insurance will pay for this treatment. The cost of it, when you look at, you know, actually curing someone, bringing them to the place that they want to be mentally, the cost of that compared to years of different treatments and drugs, you'll see that, you know, this type of therapy could just be, you know, really help lighten the load on mental health as far as like cost goes too. And but you know, who can really put a, you know, put a number on someone having mental stability and mental health so that they can function and be productive and really be enjoying life like we should be doing? And that's like one of the things that we're hoping to achieve with this type of therapy. And that's why we tried to really put a lot of effort into creating a web page there that would have all the information on it, maybe help you understand a little bit more how it works, and also the link to Dr. Pierre's group, which if you thought that you might be interested in this therapy and weren't sure where to start, even if you don't live in the same geographical region as Dr. Pierre, there's no doubt in my mind that if you called them and said that you'd like a referral on where you could get this kind of treatment in your area or just point you in the right direction, they would help you in any way that you needed. So just really a great group over there at Contemporary Care Clinic where Dr. Piero is at. So please go to our website and check that out. And we've added a lot of other podcasts and web pages there with all kinds of information. So click through our past podcasts because we've had some really great guests on this show. And we have some, we're kind of using this as our big kickoff. Earth Day is right around the corner, April 22nd. And we're all about Earth Day here. So we're kind of doing a countdown to Earth Day as well. So, stay tuned, and we're going to have some more in-the-news information for you.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other. Nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at SmartHealthTalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back, Smart Health Talk listeners. Well, I have to make a confession to all of you. The truth is, I actually thought I had a guest lined up for today from Harvest Meat. And I called them because I've been gathering a lot of information, as you probably know. We've discussed for the past couple weeks the pink slime, which is actually it's like a low-fat meat product is what the meat industry likes to call it. And I did invite someone from Harvest Meat to come on our show today, and they're actually like the processor that takes the meat and grinds it into hamburger and packages it and all of that. And they get it from, I would guess, the slaughterhouse. So I wanted them to come on and kind of tell their side of the story. Also, they do also process organic meat there. And, I don't know. I just, some of the research that I did find, there's been, E. coli contamination, which, this is what we're talking about here, everyone, is food safety. And that's why we're here doing this show. If all the food out there was completely safe and healthy and all that, I mean, you guys wouldn't need me, but the thing is, it's just not. It's not nowadays. There's like so many different contaminants going into our food. People trying to take shortcuts to increase profit margins and adding different chemicals and low-quality ingredients, and not just meat, but just all different kinds of things into our food. And, they have a business, they want to make more money and all that, but and that's their choice, whether they want to do that or not. But we have our choice in what we choose to eat, what we choose to buy, what we choose to put in our mouth and eat every day, that is directly affecting our health. And the food that we choose to eat does impact your health. It impacts your energy level. It impacts your weight. It impacts your risk of disease. It impacts your mood and whether you're depressed or not. And we talked about that with the omega-3 link. There's just so many ways that food impacts your body. And that's why we're here, because we care about what's happening to you. We care about food safety. And there's so many issues that are going on right now with food safety. And I want you to be an educated consumer so that you can make better choices and help protect your family by not choosing foods that have high mercury levels or high pesticide levels or are full of hormones and antibiotics and all of these different additives that just, they're not necessary. And we've proven that with organic farming. And I did have a conversation with Charles Nestle over at Harvest Mead, a really nice conversation on the phone. I very much enjoyed talking to him and I could see that he was very much a supporter of organic meat. I think one thing that kind of disappointed me during the conversation was, you know, I could tell that he still, even after all of his experience, he still had an attitude that organic is not... It's like a fantasy kind of thing. It cannot be a reality. And I just so don't agree with that. You know, people try to say, and this is one of the things all the Monsanto GMO, you know, seed growers and all of these people want all of us to believe is that we can't have that. You know, might as well forget it. All of us can't eat, you know, really great tasting, pesticide free, nutrition dense, organic food. No, you can't have that. That's what they want us to believe. But you know what? Yes, you can have that. Of course you can have that. There's, you know, choices that we make all the time on how we spend our money, and you can have this. And it's up to me to convince you that the money is worth it, every single penny that you spend on that. And I think we're learning. You know, the pink slime is like a really great way to teach us about what, you know, that how our food is being manipulated. And maybe it isn't what it seems. We shouldn't just take things for granted and think that this is safe. Now, let's look at a couple of things that are in the news this week that actually support this whole food safety issue and that it's not something that you can just take for granted because there are things going on. But you have Smart Health Talk to, like, give you guys alerts on what you should be looking out for. So just keep listening. And please share this information with your friends and tell them that we have podcasts that they can listen to too, okay? Because you want everyone to be able to know about this. Now, one of the things that happened this week that was like really monumental is that the USDA, the FDA has actually been dragging its feet for like 35 years, everyone. Okay, 35 years. And on the issue is antibiotics. And I don't know if you know this. I think we mentioned on our show before, but most of the antibiotics that are actually manufactured are not given to people. They're given to animals. And what they do is they give them antibiotics, not when they're just sick, but all the time. It's given in their feed routinely. So they're given antibiotics all the time. And if you've ever been to the feed store, which this shocked me, when I went down to the feed store and I could see that they were selling antibiotics right off the shelf. No prescription needed. And yet we have to have a prescription when we go and buy antibiotics. I couldn't believe it. You know, this is like a prescription product that in the feed store, they're allowed to just sell over the counter, nothing needed. And so what they do is they put this in conventional farmers, use this regularly in the feed, whether they need it or not. So what's happening is we're creating super germs that are antibiotic resistant, and no matter what we use on them, it's not killing them. And that's because we're overusing them. And people also, when they take them, they're not taking the full course. So we're ending up with a few that are left are the strongest, and then they come back twice as bad. So, you know, that's, you know, we want you guys to have everything that you can to protect you against these things as well. And that's why we recommend over and over again on our show the Terramin minerals that we have. If you go to our website and see Super Ion Man right on the front, click on that. It takes you to Ion Charge Minerals. And we have our Terramin on there for people, and we have the Nutrimin for your animals. And that's actually like another thing that was in the news this week, and that's regarding our animals too and food safety. So I'm going to talk to that as soon as we about the what's happening with animals that are like dying after a couple of days of having a certain food, and I want to talk about that in the next, but I'm going to wrap up this antibiotic issue. So actually what's happening is finally the government is starting to step up and say, hey, you know, we decided 35 years ago that you shouldn't be allowed to just keep giving all these antibiotics routinely to animals when they're not even sick. And so the Center for Science in the Public Interest and other nonprofit groups that are kind of the watchdogs out there looking out for us have really been pushing this issue. And so now it's finally, we're starting to get some action and movement on this. So this is good news, everybody. This is really good news. And I just kind of wanted to mention, too, when it comes to antibiotic-resistant strains, the minerals that we recommend on our website, ioncharged minerals.com, is actually being researched by the University of Arizona right now as one of the very few things that they, or like the only thing that they've ever found that will actually kill MRSA. So that's just how powerful it is. And we just never know. You know, we've had breakouts of listeria here, and if you go to the USDA website and look under food safety, you can see all the recalls that are happening that you don't even know about. I mean, there's all kinds of food recalls that you never hear about on the news. Believe me, there's way more happening than you ever hear about. And they quick try to get it off the shelf before they have to, or keep it from getting on the shelf before they have to tell anyone. So this kind of stuff happens all the time. And it's especially bad with imported products. We're seeing a doubling of deaths from imported fish, and spices seem to be one of the ones that are bringing in the most contamination. So watch out for those things and look and see where they come from. If they come from China, don't buy it. Don't buy food from China. Not a good idea. And fish too. Be very, very careful. Alaskan wild. That's your best choice, everyone. Alaskan wild. Remember that. And check out our podcast that we have on. We have a whole seafood section. All right. We've got, we're going to be talking about what's happening to our animal, killing our animals here on our next segment. So please stay with us.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit ionchargeminerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back, all you Smart Health Talk listeners. Now, if you remember, if you've listened to our show on a regular basis, we did have Dr. Al Plechner on our show. If you look back on our podcast, you'll be able to see, I'm pretty sure he was on March 1st. And we discussed animal health, our pet health, because pets are just such an important part of our life. And actually, you know, that pet health can be a big part of our budget as well, especially if our puppy gets sick. And, you know, those of us that are on like a fixed income or limited budget, that can be a really big hit. And plus, we love our pets. They're like part of our family. And if they get sick, it's painful for us because we don't want to see them suffer. So, you know, what's been happening to our animals is really very upsetting, because I guess that there is like some doggy treats. They're mainly chicken treats that come from China that are actually killing dogs. And one of the stories that went along with this was a woman who had her dog was like 10 years old, and she had given him some chicken treats for the first time. They're like a dried jerky type treat. And the animal got sick like really soon after that and took it to the pet, took it to the vet and was having like kidney failure and everything shutting down. And they thought that it was because of old age because the dog was 10 years old. And so it got so bad that, and because of the old age, that they decided with the advice of the vet to put the dog down. Well, they got a new puppy, and when they ran out of the treats that came with the puppy when they adopted it, there were some of the chicken treats left, and so they gave that to the new puppy, and within a very short period of time, that puppy got sick. So, you know, for that kind of coincidence to happen, you'd have to think that there was definitely something linked to that. And there's, like, petitions going around with thousands of signatures on them because of people that have been affected by this. Some people, their animals have gotten sick. I mean, even with the one that they ended up having to put down, it's still, you know, a couple of days in intensive care in the vet. And next thing you know, it could be, like, a $4,000 bill. And you know, that's a lot of money. So, you know, keeping our animals healthy is one of the best things that we can do. Same with ourselves. Prevention, it ends up saving us money in the long run in healthcare. And so the little bit of extra money that we spend buying higher quality, more nutrient-dense foods, it actually does end up paying off in the long run because we're getting more nutrition for our body, which is helping keep us healthier. But the added bonus, of course, that comes with that is taste. And I did, when I talked to our friend Charles Nestle over at Harvest Meat that chose not to join us today, I did get him to admit several times that that, you know, a lot of people are drawn to organic meats because of the taste. And they kind of go, hey, this is the way it's supposed to taste. And I think you'll find that a lot of the processing methods, that if you knew what went on, you wouldn't really be too happy about the fact that that was being done to your meat. And I know that I did have an experience where I talked to a Whole Foods butcher, and he told me that there is a huge difference in like a slaughterhouse for conventional meat and the slaughterhouse procedures that are used for organic meat. And he had seen both types and said that he felt that there was like a huge difference in the way the animals were treated and just the procedure. And sometimes just, you know, here we are just throwing all this different meat, you know, from different cows into one big pot. And yeah, there's going to be like bacterial contamination there. And so that's why they use that pneumonia to try to kill the E. coli. Now the question is, you know, do we really even want to be eating these products? And you know, the pink slime and you know, these additives that are being put in there, you know, that is a lower quality product that people are making more money off of. So, you know, that's the way it works in the food industry. Now, what else did I want to report to you guys that was happening? Okay, so we talked about the dog issue and the antibiotic. Oh, yes. Well, I'm going to move right now to something else that I found in the news that I really wanted to talk to you guys about. How are you guys doing with your diet? Are you able to, you know, we're talking about this meat and the stuff that's in the meat, and, you know, we have all the information on our website on how you can replace one meat meal with a non-meat meal at least one time per week. And that is like so worth it. You know, you're going to save money. You're going to find that you probably start losing weight. Your cholesterol will probably go down. I have some good news for you guys. Even though Harvest Meat rep kind of backed out on us today. Next week, I did get someone from another place in La Jolla that has a grass-fed ranch where all of their beef are grass-fed. They eat five different kinds of grasses, and those grasses, of course, aren't sprayed with pesticides, and they're super high in omega-3, and people just drive from, like, you know, they're in La Jolla, which is like near San Diego, but people are driving from L.A., Temecula, Chula Vista, all these different long distances just to come and buy their meat. So there must be something like really special about it. I'm kind of curious. So they're supposed to be joining us next week. I'm hoping that I get that. And just to also let you know, we're going to be having Dag Flack join us. He was actually on the Organic Trade Association board, which is like a really big, important position, because those are the people that actually determine what are the rules for organic. And I'm really excited to have him come on the show here, because something that I want to get, want people to understand is just how passionate these people are as far as trying to make sure that we have organic choices, and that those organic choices are something that meets strict guidelines that you can trust. So please join us. That is going to be April 12th, I think, is when Dag's going to be joining us. And coming up really soon here on our next episode our next segment that's coming up after our next break is going to be Doug. He is from he's actually from Greenopia. And Greenopia, I wanted to have them on the show as we're working our way up to Earth Day here, because it's one of the greatest resources that I've ever found online, where, I mean, these people have been for years collecting information from all over the country, creating a database of restaurants and farmers markets and retail outlets and car dealerships. Just, I mean, they even have politicians on there that are like eco-friendly. but let's say, you know, you wanted to have a vegan meal and you were in a town that you didn't know where to find a restaurant. You were there on business or whatever. You could, I'm pretty sure I'm going to talk to Doug about it today, but I'm pretty sure they're about ready to release an app that's going to be on your phone that's going to make it super easy for you to be able to find all these services. So Doug's going to be coming up from Greenopia, so please stay tuned.
And now a word from our Smart Health Talk sponsors.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit ionchargeminerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Welcome back to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, before we get on to our next segment here, I just wanted to mention one other thing, and that was about the doggy treats that are coming from China that seem to, you know, they keep testing them, and they're not really finding anything wrong with them is what they say, but they're looking for heavy metals. And a lot of times they do feed chickens arsenic in their feed. So, you know, between the heavy metals and the arsenic, I don't know, but there's something in there that obviously is killing the dogs. But again, please check out our Ion Charge Minerals site for the Nutrimen, because if you feed your dog Nutrimen, it binds with the heavy metals and helps transport it out of their body. So that can really help to offer protection all the time. Okay, well, first of all, I want to apologize to our guest, Doug, because he's got a tricky last name, and I'm sorry I didn't have it right in front of me, and I wanted to let him say it. So, Doug, are you there? Doug?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, hi. Could you say your last name for us?
It's Mazzeffa. It gets pushed all the time, so it's quite all right.
Okay, Doug, it's Mazzeffa.
You got it.
Okay, and Doug is here from Green Opia, which I've been a longtime fan of and love to use their service. I actually have a book because they did print books a few years ago, and I'm probably never going to let go of my book, at least not for a long time, since you can't get them anymore, because you guys are making a big changeover with all of your information on all these different green businesses all over the country. You're making a changeover on your whole database and how you deliver information. Isn't that right, Doug?
Yeah, basically with the book file, we stopped printing those back in late 2008, and what we found was just the printing time it was taking from the second we would send the final template to the publisher to the time it hit shelves. It was just 6 to 9 months in that printing cycle, and so by then, with the way the economy was going, by the time the book hit shelves, a lot of the information was out of date. And also, just in terms of environmental impact, it's kind of, we're printing tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of these books. So we made a decision in 2009 to go to a more online directory, and also we have an iPhone application, and we also work with NBC to power their iShop Green app. And then this year, we're very excited. We're kind of bringing the books back, but in an e-book format. So we're going to have these books be available on Kindle, Nook, iPads. And so this way, you can kind of get the most up-to-date information, have a much smaller impact, and it's also a lot more cost-effective as well.
So what would be the advantage to having the e-book over going to greenopia.com and just searching on the Internet there?
Just the portability of it. We're trying to make it so it's very searchable when you're going out and about. And a lot of people just like having some sort of physical copy they can carry around with them. So you can access our data through our mobile site or through our app right now on iPhone. We're trying to get one ready for Droid. But it's just, for some people, it's just very easy to just have that device with them. And especially if you're traveling, to a different city, if you have the e-book, you can just find a restaurant or a coffee shop or really any of our 60-some categories so that could be, greener or healthier while you're on the road or at home.
Yeah, and I could see where that would be really a great service. I haven't necessarily been really happy with some of the other searches out there, like Yelp and that kind of thing. It wasn't really seemed to be as specific as I wanted.
Yeah, certainly. And that's, for us, it's a benefit because we can get, very granular and very specific with the green attributes of a business. Because if you're in our directory, you are a, kind of qualified green business, whereas at Yelp, you're looking for kind of keywords, so there's no guarantees because you typed in organic for a search, but it's necessarily going to have that attribute when you actually get there. So, our differentiator has always been kind of having that expert touch with all of our listings that we approve.
Yeah, and that's something that is really special about your service, the screening process and rating process that you go through. Why don't you explain that to our listeners a little bit?
Sure. So what we do is we have a unique set of criteria for each category. So we've got, I think, about 66 categories in our directory, so restaurants, coffee shops, spas, salons, even some like burial services that are a little bit more unique. And, the businesses do not pay to be listed, and all they must do is meet a certain criteria set based on their category. So for restaurants, it's what types of food they serve. Is it local, organic, hormone-free meats? Is it grass-fed, grass-finished meats? And versus maybe a beauty product store where we're looking at the types of products they sell, what the ingredients are in those products, what brands they are. And we do also track the back-end logistics of the business. And, we weight everything in terms of its kind of relative importance in a life cycle assessment of the business. So for restaurants, the food is very important, but also the logistics of the restaurants are kind of resource hogs for energy and water. But for, say, maybe a beauty product store, the products really are the most important part of that. They're not using so much energy or electricity, so we kind of weight those different areas accordingly.
Well, I'm really anxious to try this out because I'm going to be going to Chicago to the National Restaurant Show in May. And, when I go there, I've had to, go down to Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, and I'll go get things to bring to the room. So I, make sure that I have, you know, some healthy choices available, and I'm not just eating any junk food, you know, for like my breakfast or something like that. So now with having, you know, you said there's an actual iPhone app, right?
Yes, we do have an iPhone app at this time, and we're hoping to relaunch another one as well as a Droid app sometime later this year.
Oh, okay. That's what I now I remember what you had told me about that. So I'm going to – okay, well, I'm definitely going to get my iPhone app because I got to try it out. I misunderstood that, so thanks for clarifying that. So I will have it, be able to have an iPhone app that I can try out while I'm in Chicago, and if I want to find an organic restaurant or – a vegan restaurant or something like that, I could easily find it. Or like you said, if like today we were discussing meat, if you wanted to make sure you went someplace and they were serving organic meat.
Yeah, certainly.
That's something, that's a criteria that you guys search for?
Yeah, and especially for any of our food categories, I mean, we track very carefully if they're serving organic products or, you know, locally grown or raised products, because it's a tremendous part of the impact. I mean, the meats especially, there's a lot of, especially with GMOs, and some of the actual production processes, this lifestyle of the manufacturing process for cattle, it's just so much better when it's organic versus traditional that we're always very careful to track those types of areas. And we've even, in this kind of upcoming ebook, something we never did in the past, but we're starting to do now, is actually listing, you know, primarily vegan and vegetarian restaurants, promote them as well, because there is a much lower impact by, you know, having a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle just because of the resource intensity of, you know, cattle production or poultry production or what have you.
So what, just any of you that maybe weren't quite sure what he was saying, what Doug was saying is that when you eat a vegan meal, that the carbon footprint from a vegan meal is much lower than when you eat meat, because it uses so much more resources to make a one meal steak versus a meal of lentils or beans.
Yeah, exactly.
And, well, gosh, you know, I am like, you know, hearing you say all those things, I mean, I am really impressed with all the work that you guys do. You're out there just doing all this checking so that we can just look up, you know, through Greenopia and know that you guys have checked all of these things for us already.
Yeah. That's really our goal. I mean, we're really, you know, we understand that there's 500-plus environmental certifications in the U.S. marketplace alone, and that it's very hard to stay on top of that. So we're really trying to act as an information filter for consumers. So if you're trying to find, you know, a green restaurant, even what green, the greenest airline to fly, we're trying to be that one-stop shop for that information. And it's, you know, it's really fascinating stuff, and it's very enlightening, because it's not always the most obvious choice is not always the one that's actually greenest, and you learn a lot every day, and it also changes, you know, year to year. So sometimes the corporation who's green one year isn't so good for the year after that. So it's very fascinating research, and we're just happy to provide this service to consumers.
Well, this is like such a critical service, because us using this and making good choices are the companies that we choose to support is going to change our world. That is what it's going to do. And so what you guys have is so valuable, and I hope all of you are going to check out and use it. And actually, Doug is going to be on our show. He's helping us do the countdown to Earth Day. He's going to be on every show up to Earth Day, and we're going to be learning about more of the kind of things that you can find on Greenopia with each segment. So we'll expect you back here next week, Doug. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thanks so much.
Okay, everyone, visit smarthealthtalk.com and see all the great stuff we have on there, and thanks for joining us today.
Be sure to visit our website at smarthealthtalk.com. Hi, my name is Don Sazi. If you enjoy the Smart Health Talk theme music, visit my website, www.donsazi.com, to hear the complete song as well as other great music.
Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Right before me, my newfound hippie side. Once ignored these conspiracies online. Out the window, visions of the earth. Sign me up now. Make sure you use your smart. Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Would your children lie to see Mother Nature's
CAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.